right.
You're usually on my left.
On your right. On How's your it right. in Mean Girls?
I don't know.
Well, you're getting on my last nerve. Switch.
Switch. So we're recording this episode of Talking with Mar in Orlando, Florida, as Hurricane Matthew is getting ready to probably wipe out wipe out our house and job and everything. Yeah, so this is how I deal with stress with a hurricane. I podcast, which I'm going to do tomorrow.
And I've been playing Ticket to Ride on my tablet because I'm obsessively checking my work email and the weather updates. So, yeah.
So this episode, I don't know what we really talked about, but we weren't planning on leaving, and it like got bigger and bigger, and we don't live right on the water, but our work's right on the water, but we don't live right on the water, but we decide to.
Yeah, so like overnight, the storm became a Category 4 again, and it's going through Freeport in the Bahamas, and it's heading for us right now. Like the eye of the storm literally is gonna go like right over the library that I work at, and I'm like really anxious on Saturday, because on Saturday, myself and a library director are gonna go and try and like see if our building is still there. And I'm really frightened that we're not gonna have a library on Saturday, and I'm really frightened for the community, because there's gonna be lots of water and lots of wind, and I'm just really frightened for our community right now.
I'm in the same boat with my job too. It's like, it looks like it's going to get nailed, too.
Yeah.
So, like, we went to Orlando, and this is the first time I ever evacuated for a hurricane. Like, the big hurricane season, what was it? In
2004.
Yeah, when there was, like, 5 hit.
Oh, my God. 2004 sucked.
Yeah, I didn't evacuate. And those were the first hurricanes I ever went through. I didn't evacuate for any of them.
We evacuated for 2 of 4 of them.
For the first one, I just got drunk and ate a whole brisket at my apartment at the time and watched the walls breathe in and out during the hurricane. The second one, I went to a friend's hurricane party, got drunk again during the hurricane party.
I'm sensing a theme. Why don't we have any alcohol tonight?
The third one, I don't really remember. I think I went
Were you drunk?
The rest of them, no. The rest of them, I went to a friend's houses also. And, like, one of them, the roof was basically dripping all over the place.
Oh, my God.
In their living room. But the rest of them, I stayed. I was actually walking home from, I think it was the second one. Because my job at the time made us work as the freaking hurricane was hitting. And I was walking home, and two good friends of mine had come to my work to pick me up. I didn't know they were coming because at the time I didn't have any kind of cell phone at all. And then they drove and found me and picked me up and was like, "You're not going home. You need to come with us."
Yeah.
But yeah. By the way, that story also has the fact that the cops were yelling at me for walking home during a hurricane. They're like, "Why don't you have a car?" And I was like, "Why don't you drive me?" And they didn't like me saying that very much.
America's finest.
But yeah. But Mara has actually more experience with hurricanes than I do, because you went through Andrew right as it hit.
When I was a small child, we lived at Homestead Air Force Base, which was hit by a Category 5 Hurricane Andrew.
Homestead's in Miami?
It is south of Miami.
And
it is now an Air Reserve Base. But we lived there, and when the storm hit, my parents evacuated us to MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa, and then a family member came and got me and my sister and took us up north. But my parents went back, and they recorded a video of them re-entering the base, and it was just demolished.
Like, yeah, you showed me pictures, last night of what it looked like, and it was nothing.
It was just demolished. Although, oddly, like, our house was actually still standing. It was just the windows were busted in, so everything got flooded, of course.
The thing about most bases is they're basically flat, so something
Well,
like
the base is here, like, because Florida is very flat. Like, okay, the base that we're currently near right now, it's, like, literally on the beach. So it's, you know, not above sea level. It's at sea level, and so is my library, and so are all the houses in the neighborhood around my library. So I'm really worried for these folks, and especially the folks that did not choose to evacuate, even though there was an emergency evacuation order. You know, and even, like, where we live on the mainland, we're only, like, a mile from the river and 2 miles, 2-3 miles from the ocean. So it's kind of like, you know, we were going to feel it, too.
So we just packed up some stuff and headed down here, and
yeah,
we're here now. But was that the only hurricane you actually, as a kid, went through?
Well, that was, like, the big one. Like, we only lived in Homestead for a couple of years, and then we moved back up north, and then we moved back down here, question mark. but in the 04 hurricanes, like, there was a really big one that looked like it was coming right for us, and some dipshit politician, for the life of me, I can't remember now who, but somebody was like, get as far away as you can, you know, they were like encouraging people to leave the state. So we tried to go to Atlanta. We eventually did make it to outside of Atlanta, like Peachtree City or something, I don't remember. But from our home, it's an 8-hour drive to Atlanta. It took us like almost an entire day to get there because the roads were so backed up, and like we had our cats in the car, and it was just awful. Like everyone was like exhausted and overheated, and it was just awful. And it was, you know, it wasn't really necessary to drive all the way out of the state, but like some politicians said it on TV and everybody panicked, and because they were like, oh, like the entire state's gonna get hit, and like, really, you need to move inland, but, you know, not...
There isn't really much...
Because you shouldn't flee further away than, like, is reasonable for you to get back to, because you need to respond to stuff, too, but...
Yeah.
It was just, like, really irresponsible.
Well, the thing about Florida is there isn't much inland completely.
No, it's like, not very wide. It only takes 3 hours to drive across the state.
It's like when people say, do you live near the beach? And it's like, everybody in Florida lives near the beach, basically. Like, it's not that far. So, even, like... This hurricane's going to hit us, but...
Yeah,
like,
we're going to get at least tropical storm winds from it.
Yeah, where we are now. But even the other side of the state's going to get, like, storm and stuff. Yeah, even the other side of the state will get that.
Yep.
So that hurricane season, the really bad one, y'all left once?
We went to Atlanta, and that was an odd experience. Because we ended up, we stayed there, like, throughout the entire storm. And, you know, it was nice in Atlanta, so we, like, were kind of touristy for a little bit. And we ended up at Stone Mountain, Georgia. Which, I don't know if you're familiar with Stone Mountain, Georgia, but it's, like, basically the Mount Rushmore of the Confederacy. It was an interesting place to visit.
The first time I ever heard of Stone Mountain, Georgia, there was this wrestler called Jerry Blackwell who was, like, kind of just a really big guy. And he was from Stone Mountain, Georgia. And I didn't know it was a real place. I thought it was, like, parts unknown for wrestlers because it just sounded cool. So I thought Stone Mountain, Georgia was a fake place forever.
Nope, it's real. And it's, mildly disturbing to visit. And all, like, we could think of when we were there was Cartman from South Park when he's, like, determined to resurrect the Confederacy. And I'm pretty sure we pissed off quite a lot of people by saying that. We were just like, you know, like those asshole kids. We were like, long live the Confederacy, you know?
Yeah, so we drove down here.
Assholes.
And the traffic actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was.
Which I'm not condoning the Confederacy either. Like, I found the whole experience at Stone Mountain very weird that it's like memorialized, like, you know, failed insurrection against the United States over keeping other people as slaves.
I think having records of it wouldn't be a bad thing. It's when they kind of glamorize it.
Celebrating it is another matter.
But, yeah, we drove down here and the traffic actually wasn't as bad.
No, it took a little bit longer than normal, but not bad.
No. And Mar gets down here and the first thing she says is like, oh, that zombie outbreak thing's next
door. Yeah, our hotel is like right next to a zombie outbreak escape room. And I'm like eyeballing it, but I don't think anything's open.
It's also
sadness.
A Titanic exhibit. And a CSI exhibit nearby, which we've been to the Titanic and the CSI exhibits.
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool, actually.
I think that would be, like, a topic for another podcast. I could go on.
Well,
like,
about Titanic stuff?
I could go on about the Titanic stuff.
She could go on about Titanic stuff.
I might have corrected the tour guide when we went on it, but it's okay.
I think you did, actually.
I did.
That Rick and Morty episode with Jerry when he goes to that thing, Mar seen that was like, I would go on that for sure. And she would try to bring back one of the doors at the end, too. I know her.
Leave me behind. Your life will go on.
I love that episode.
I should have built you a better ship, Rose.
Yeah, they should have made a better movie.
No, shut the fuck up. Titanic is a classic.
Titanic
okay?
is awful. And we're planning on doing a podcast with our friend Tina. And we're going to watch movies and talk about them. And one of them we're going to do is Titanic. So I can point out how awful that movie is. It is awful.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Dude, I'm not even going to lie to you. When that movie came out in theaters in 1997 and I was like 11, I don't know, whatever. I went to see it, not even joking, 13 times.
Remember when we went and seen it?
Because they played it at the Base Theater, too, like, for, like, 3 straight weekends or something, and I went every single time.
Remember when we went and seen it in 3D?
Oh, my God. That made me
it
so...
It was really bad. Like, the transfer was.
It was a terrible transfer. Yeah, that was, like, it really ruined it for me. You know it was also a terrible 3D transfer? The Phantom Menace.
Well, the thing about the Phantom Menace, like, the special effects part of it, the CGI stuff, looked really good in 3D transfer. The rest of it looked, like, dark. Like,
it was too dark,
though.
You couldn't even see stuff.
Like, it didn't work that good.
What I will say looks fantastic in 3D, like, I saw a trailer for it in 3D IMAX, Doctor Strange. I feel like that shit's gonna blow your mind in 3D. I want to see it in 3D.
Unless it gives me too many headaches, because it looks like
yeah,
it might give
me
some headaches.
Shit looks good, okay? You know, like, the effects look fucking amazing. So.
We'll go see that if there's any local theaters left. We're back
I hope. I just, you know, I just really worry, like, because I don't think people were taking it seriously, and I just hope that people got out and got security.
I think every couple of years, people down here in Florida, like, it gets to where they get in a state.
Complacency.
Yeah, they get in a state of, like, oh, we can take any storm. It's not a big deal.
Think,
and they forget how bad it actually
is. I think some
is.
Of that, too. And then also some of... I was a little disappointed that there weren't evacuations issued earlier. They were not issued until, like, 9 p.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah, which is bad, considering I know people that are in, like, Charleston. And
they started on Monday.
Yeah, they start closing stuff on Monday.
Savannah started closing stuff on Monday, too. I was seeing it pop up on all my Facebook, the things I follow.
Which?
I'm obsessed with Savannah.
Speaking of Charleston, we were planning on going to Y'all Fest, but heaven knows if we'll be able to now because we had to get this hotel and stuff.
Yeah,
last
pretty much depleted my savings. So.
Hopefully we'll still be able to. If I got a job, maybe I'll try to work some overtime after this.
But, yeah, so, like, hopefully, you know, the storm stuff, people are secured. And I'm really fearful for my community. And I'm hopeful that we as the library can help them. Because, you know, I mean, it doesn't really matter about the books being gone. I know that sounds weird as a library. But, like, the library is not about the objects in it.
Yeah,
it's about the people we serve and what we can do to help
plus,
them.
Plus, like,
so.
We had a friend who's, like, her library got flooded, I think, not too long ago. Like, was it 2 years ago? Our friend Carrie's library?
Was it, like,
yet?
Right before they moved into the new building?
I think it was. Like books can be replaced. Like, if the building's still standing.
Things can be replaced.
Yeah, I don't want my shit to get destroyed, but, like, it's not like we brought everything. Yeah. The books I brought was actually books I haven't read, so.
Yeah.
And I didn't really bring anything
else. I mean, basically,
else.
We looked around the apartment, and it was also, like, you know.
Grab a laptops, and that's it.
What would somebody steal if they came in our apartment? Like, literally, the only object that's worth stealing is our TV.
And it's
like,
a cheap TV. It's a cheap flat top TV.
Not the Funkos, you know. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, who gives a shit? We packed up, like, the computer and the external hard drive.
Yeah, I duct taped stuff up as best I could. Put a mattress up against some window, and, like, we took off and left, and it, yeah, I wanted to podcast this, because, like, our hotel doesn't even have TV right now, and so me and her both,
which
like,
is maybe, like, a good thing, because I feel like it would be on the news, and it would just be anxiety.
It would be, and I'm trying to read, but I need a lot of distractions.
That's all I've been doing, is, like, checking my work email to see if, like, any of my staff need anything, or if, like, we need to do anything, and also, like, looking at the forecast and stuff.
Yeah, but I wanted to record this to say I hope everybody's safe. And stuff out there. We got a lot of friends that are in worth hitting and stuff. And also, I got friends that are nurses and friends that are police and stuff like that. And I know they're not getting any time off and stuff during all this. And they don't get to evacuate. They basically have to go to work.
Yep.
So, or be on call to be called to work at the last minute. So.
And that's why if you're in an evacuation zone, you should leave when you're told to leave. Because they can't come and help you.
No.
It's not safe for them.
Nor should they. They shouldn't be.
And
like,
you're putting those people at risk. So, please leave if you're told to leave.
Okay.
Guilt trip.
Guilt trip. Everybody stay safe. I'm going to record more of these for my other podcasts too. Okay, bye.